The Massachusetts Cultural Council is pushing back against a controversial plan by the Berkshire Museum in Pittsfield to sell off some of its artwork. Despite some opposition, the museum wants Sotheby's to auction off 40 pieces, including two beloved Norman Rockwells. The museum says in order to remain financially viable and pursue its mission, it needs the $40 to $60 million it expects from the sale. But a financial review by the Mass Cultural Council disputes that. Joining us now to discuss this is the Council Executive Director, Anita Walker. Anita, good morning, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
It's a pleasure.
So tell us why you undertook this financial review and what you found.
Well, we were concerned about the fact that the Berkshire Museum has decided to sell an incredibly important part of its collection of art. And the decision to sell the art was really predicated on their assertion that without doing this, they were facing an existential financial threat, that they were literally going to have to close their doors. So we took a look at 10 years of their audited financial statements. We also worked with two other professional economists and asked them to review the same 10 years, and then we compared our results. And together we felt that while this is a very fragile museum, not unlike a lot of our cultural nonprofits in the Commonwealth, that they were not in imminent threat of closing their doors. And in fact, we believe that there could be some other alternatives to solving their financial bind without having to deaccession this art.
So essentially, the key point here is that from your point of view, they don't have to sell these works.
Our analysis shows that this is not a $40 million problem. If they would raise between $5 and $10 million and add that to their endowment, they would be a financially stable and strong organization. Our collecting museums in Massachusetts have an awesome responsibility. The Commonwealth is really the steward of not just Massachusetts history and art, but really the nation's.
What's the alternative for the Berkshire Museum?
Well, we have taken a close look at their finances, and we have seen that there is a great opportunity for them to launch a robust fundraising campaign. We haven't seen evidence of the formulation of a fundraising campaign in the last several years.
I asked the question about what the alternative is for the Berkshire Museum because I'm sure you know that the Berkshire Museum has released a response to your report saying that the Cultural Council offers no alternative plan and seems to criticize you for acting ahead of a scheduled meeting next month. What's your response?
Well, we were in the Berkshires, and we met with the staff and the board in August. And we all know the clock is ticking because the Norman Rockwell paintings are scheduled to go on the auction block in November. At that time, we said, let's get back here. Let's bring some other consultants with us to work through the numbers. And we were told that they would not be able to meet with us until the middle of October. In the meantime, we have been working through their finances and have been eager to get back out to the Berkshires to sit down with the organization to talk through the numbers.
Well, as you know, the Berkshire Museum has so far resisted all the local calls, and there have been many local calls and pleas in Western Massachusetts to stop this sale. But there's a lot of money at stake, up to 60 or maybe even a little more than $60 million worth of paintings and artwork up for sale, that estimate from Sotheby's itself. So what do you do? Would you make a direct appeal to Sotheby's to not sell this stuff until there is some sort of firm alternative in place to solve the museum's financial problems?
Well, we would certainly hope that the board of directors of the Berkshire Museum would find a way to communicate that to Sotheby's. I know that there are certainly a great hue and cry from people who care very, very deeply about the museum in the Berkshires and also care very, very deeply about the collection. American museums cannot afford to buy multi-million dollar work, and this is really at the heart of the issue. American museums rely on the generosity of donors who trust them to take care of their collections that they give, that they donate. Collections like the Berkshire Museum's collection, which is the result of a contribution from generous donors, whether it was Norman Rockwell himself or the Crane family that set up the museum.
You know, Ida, I need to interrupt because I really want to get to a bottom line here, and that is this. What happens if the Berkshire Museum says, thanks for your input, no thanks, we're selling these pieces?
Well, they have said that to us already, and we still keep trying to work with them. We try to talk with them every single day, and I know that the Attorney General is also reviewing the matter, and we have been told that the paintings will not be sold until the processes that have been undertaken by the museum have cleared the Attorney General's review.
Anita Walker, Executive Director of the Massachusetts Cultural Council, thanks a lot for speaking to us about this.
Thank you.